The Mermaid Song, The Enchanted Castle by Peter Godhart, translated by Amelie Bischoff, narrated by Catherine Moran for Saga. Hi, my name is Anna, but my friends call me Pop, or Plop if they are mad at me. I love music and singing and dancing. Hi. People call me Mean, but my real name is Siri. I love animals, all kinds of animals. My biggest wish is to get a horse.
Hi, I'm Stick, but my real name is Caroline. I love reading and watching movies. I am the one who makes sure we never get into too much trouble. I am also the one who is telling you the stories of our adventures. In our town, there is an old house that everyone calls the castle. It is a very strange place where the most unbelievable things can happen.
1. It started out as a really bad day. All three of us were sitting in my living room. None of us wanted to do anything. It was cold and rough outside. The air was full of sleet. I don't think there is anything sadder than the mix of snow, rain and sleet.
I am bored, Main sighed. Can one of you please think of something exciting we can do?
Why do we have to think of something? Pop snapped. Do it yourself.
I could tell that they were warming up to a fight. It happens sometimes when we are in a bad mood.
How about going to the castle? I suggested.
In this weather? Main objected.
It is better than sitting here all day, I said, and better than fighting, I thought to myself.
Okay, she said, and got up. But the weather has to be nice wherever we are going.
We put on our jackets, pulled up the hoods, and trotted to the castle. It is a big, old, empty house, and it has a secret. When we walk through one of the doors in there, we end up somewhere fantastic. It is a new place every time. The strangest part is that we are always home on time, even when we are gone for days. It is as if time stops as long as we are inside the castle. We opened a door and went through a dark hallway. I tried to notice when we left the castle and entered the foreign world. I do that every time, but it never really works.
Suddenly, we were in a shed with plank floors. A strong smell of tar hung in the air. It was so dark, we had to feel our way.
Ouch, my poor knee! Pop moaned. I hit something really hard.
Main had found a door. Light came pouring in when she opened it and went outside.
A boat! Pop cried. I bumped into a rowboat. What kind of an idiot keeps his boat in the garden shed? It is not a garden shed, Main called. Come and see.
Pop and I joined her outside. A wide beach with low sand dunes was stretched out in front of us. The ocean was grey and calm, and there was foam on the waves. Except for us, there were no people around. Behind the shed, a boat bridge went into the water. A couple of dinghies were tied to the poles.
Great beach, Main said.
I wish we had brought our bathing suit.